This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Mayne Pharma Erythromycin Capsules. Active ingredient, S. Erythromycin, S. Phonetic pronunciation and erythromycin. This leaflet provides important information about using Mayne Pharma Erythromycin Capsules. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Mayne Pharma Erythromycin Capsules. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using Mayne Pharma Erythromycin Capsules? Mayne Pharma Erythromycin Capsules contain the active ingredient erythromycin. Erythromycin is an antibiotic which belongs to a group of medicines called macrolides. Mayne Pharma Erythromycin Capsules are used to treat infections in different parts of the body, caused by bacteria, and to prevent infections in patients with a history of rheumatic disease who may be allergic to penicillin. This medicine works by killing or stopping the growth of bacteria which cause infections. It will not work against viral infections such as colds or flu. Ask your doctor if you have any questions about why this medicine has been prescribed for you. Your doctor may have prescribed it for another reason. This medicine is not addictive. What should I know before I use Mayne Pharma Erythromycin Capsules? Warnings. Do not use Mayne Pharma Erythromycin Capsules if you are allergic to erythromycin or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. You have ever had changes in the rhythm or rate of the heartbeat or disturbances in your electrolyte levels? You have severe liver problems? You are taking any of the following medications: sisapride, a medicine which helps move food through the digestive system; pimazide, a medicine used to treat some psychiatric mental conditions; ergotamine or dihydroergotamine, medicines used to treat migraine headache; estemizole or terfenadine, medicines used to treat allergy; some medicines used to treat irregular heartbeats; medicines used to lower high blood cholesterol, such as lovastatin, simvastatin, and atorvastatin. Check with your doctor if you have any other medical conditions, especially liver problems, irregular or very slow heartbeat, myasthenia gravis, a condition in which the muscles become weak and tire easily, have allergies to any other medicines, foods, preservatives, or dyes, take any medicines for any other condition, need any surgical procedures. This medicine is not suitable prior to surgery relating to the gastrointestinal tract or genital and urinary organs. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Talk to your doctor if you are breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. Your doctor can discuss with you the risks and benefits involved. The active ingredient of Mayne Pharma Erythromycin may cross the placenta in pregnant women and is excreted in breast milk. Information from studies regarding the risk of birth defects is inconsistent, but some studies have reported heart defects following erythromycin use in early pregnancy. Erythromycin should be used by women during pregnancy or while breastfeeding only if clearly needed. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines and Mayne Pharma Erythromycin Capsules may interfere with each other. These include theophylline, a medicine used to treat asthma; methylprednisolone, or other corticosteroids given by mouth, by injection, or inhaled, used to help suppress the body's immune system. This is useful in treating a wide range of conditions. Some medicines used for epilepsy, such as carbamazepine, phenytoin, and valproate. Alfentanil, a medicine used to relieve pain and produce anesthesia. Digoxin, a drug used to treat heart failure or heart disease. Some medicines used to treat irregular heartbeats, such as quinidine, disopyramide, procainamide, amiodarone, and sotalol. Medicines used to treat conditions like rheumatoid arthritis. Medicines used to treat or prevent malaria, such as hydroxychloroquine or chloroquine. Some medicines used to treat high blood pressure or angina, such as verapamil, amlodipine and diltiazem, alprazolam, triazolam, or midazolam, medicines used to produce sleep or drowsiness and to relieve anxiety, medicines used to prevent blood clots, such as warfarin and rivaroxaban, medicines used to prevent organ transplant rejection or to treat certain problems with the immune system, such as cyclosporin and tacrolimus, medicines used to lower high blood cholesterol, such as lovastatin, simvastatin, and atorvastatin, the antibiotics clindamycin, lincomycin, penicillin and rifabutin, medicines used to treat fungal infections such as ketoconazole, itraconazole and fluconazole, colchicine, a medicine used in the treatment of gout, some medicines for migraine headache such as ergotamine or dihydroergotamine, pimazide, a medicine used to treat some psychiatric mental conditions, sisapride, a medicine which helps food move through the digestive system, estemizole, or terfenidine, medicines used to treat allergy, bromocriptine, a medicine used to treat Parkinson's disease, sildenafil, a medicine used to treat impotence, vinblastine, a medicine used in the treatment of some types of cancer, cimetidine, a medicine used to treat stomach problems, such as ulcers, zopiclone, a medicine used for sleeping problems, the contraceptive pill, birth control pill, main pharma erythromycin capsules may decrease the effectiveness of some birth control pills. Your doctor may advise you to use an additional method of contraception such as a barrier method while taking main pharma erythromycin capsules, and for 7 days after finishing the course of main pharma erythromycin capsules. Consult your doctor or pharmacist for advice. Some medicines may interfere with main pharma erythromycin capsules and affect how they work. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect main pharma erythromycin capsules. How do I use main pharma erythromycin capsules? How much to take? Your doctor or pharmacist will tell you how many capsules you will need to take each day. This depends on your condition and whether or not you are taking any other medicines. For treating most infections, the usual adult dose of main pharma erythromycin capsules is 1 250 mg capsule 4 times a day, every 6 hours, or 2 250 mg capsules twice a day, every 12 hours. For the long-term prevention of streptococcal infections in persons with a history of rheumatic heart disease and an allergy to penicillin, the usual dose is 1 250 mg capsule twice a day. Swallow the capsules whole with a full glass of water. Do not chew or crush the capsule. Your doctor may ask you to take a different dose, depending on your condition and how you react to the medicine. For treating infections, this medicine is usually taken for 1 to 2 weeks. However, your doctor may prescribe it for longer periods. Keep taking this medicine for the full time of treatment, even if you begin to feel better after a few days. If you do not complete the full course prescribed by your doctor, the infection may not clear up completely, or your symptoms may return. Follow the instructions provided when main pharma erythromycin capsules were prescribed, including the number of days it should be taken. When to take main pharma erythromycin capsules. Take your medicine on an empty stomach, for example 1 hour before food, or 2 hours after food. Food can interfere with the absorption of this medicine. If you forget to use main pharma erythromycin capsules, if it is almost time for your next dose, skip the dose you missed and take your next dose when you are meant to. Otherwise, take it as soon as you remember and then go back to taking your medicine as you would normally. Do not take a double dose to make up for the dose you missed. This may increase the chance of you getting an unwanted side effect. If you are not sure what to do, ask your doctor or pharmacist. If you have trouble remembering to take your medicine, ask your pharmacist for some hints. If you take too many main pharma erythromycin capsules. If you think that you have taken too many main pharma erythromycin capsules, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center by calling 1-3-1-1-2-6. Or contact your doctor, or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this, even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. You may need urgent medical attention. If you take too many main pharma erythromycin capsules, you may feel sick, nauseous, or vomit, experience diarrhea, or hearing problems. Other effects may include those listed in the serious side effects section. What should I know? While using Mayne Pharma erythromycin capsules, things you should do. Call your doctor straight away if you are taking Mayne Pharma erythromycin capsules for an infection and your symptoms do not improve within a few days, or if they become worse. Get severe diarrhea. Do this even if it occurs several weeks after Mayne Pharma erythromycin capsules have been stopped. Diarrhea may mean that you have a serious condition affecting your bowel. You may need urgent medical care. Do not take any diarrhea medicine without first checking with your doctor. Get a sore white mouth or tongue while taking or soon after stopping Mayne Pharma erythromycin capsules. Get vaginal itching or discharge. This may mean you have a fungal infection called thrush. Sometimes the use of Mayne Pharma erythromycin capsules allows fungi to grow and the above symptoms to occur. Mayne Pharma erythromycin capsules do not work against fungi. Remind any doctor, dentist, or pharmacist you visit that you are using Mayne Pharma erythromycin capsules. If you become pregnant while taking this medicine, tell your doctor immediately. If you have to have any blood or urine tests, tell your doctor you are taking this medicine. It may interfere with the results of some tests. Things you should not do. Do not take Mayne Pharma erythromycin capsules to treat any other complaints unless your doctor tells you to. Do not give your medicine to anyone else, even if they have the same condition as you. Do not stop taking your medicine or lower the dosage because you are feeling better unless advised by your doctor. If you do not complete the full course prescribed by your doctor, all of the bacteria causing your infection may not be killed. These bacteria may continue to grow and multiply so that your infection may not clear completely or it may return. Driving or using machines. Be careful before you drive or use any machines or tools until you know how Mayne Pharma erythromycin capsules affect you. This medicine generally does not cause any problems with your ability to drive the car or operate machinery. However, as with many other medicines, it may cause dizziness in some people. If this occurs, do not drive, operate machinery, or do anything else that could be dangerous. Drinking alcohol. Tell your doctor if you drink alcohol. Looking after your medicine. Follow the instructions in the carton on how to take care of your medicine properly. Keep your capsules in the pack until it is time to take them. If you take the capsules out of the pack, they may not keep well. Keep your capsules in a cool, dry place where the temperature stays below 25 degrees Celsius. Store it in a cool, dry place away from moisture, heat, or sunlight. For example, do not store it in the bathroom or near a sink or in the car or on windowsills. Keep it where children cannot reach it. A locked cupboard at least 1.5 meters above the ground is a good place to store medicines. When to discard your medicine. If your doctor tells you to stop taking this medicine, or the expiry date has passed, ask your pharmacist what to do with any medicine that is left over. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to use this medicine, or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date printed on the pack, or if the packaging is torn, or shows signs of tampering. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. If you are over 65 years of age, you may have an increased chance of getting side effects. See the information below, and if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. Mild stomach upsets such as feeling sick, diarrhea, or mild stomach pains. Vomiting. Loss of appetite. What to do? Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. Yellowing of the skin and eyes, also called jaundice. Difficulty hearing. Hallucinations or confusion. Increasingly poor appetite. Signs of an allergic reaction, for example, rash, itching, or hives on the skin, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body, shortness of breath, wheezing, or difficulty breathing. Chest pain. Changes in the rhythm or rate of the heartbeat. Convulsions, fits. Watery and severe diarrhea, which may also be bloody. Severe abdominal cramps, or stomach pain. What to do? Call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital if you notice any of these serious side effects. Contact a doctor immediately. If you experience a serious skin reaction, a red scaly rash with bumps under the skin and blisters, exanthematous pustulosis. The frequency of this side effect is not known, cannot be estimated from the available data. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reportingproblems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with a doctor's prescription. What main pharma erythromycin capsules contain? Active ingredient. Main ingredient. 250 mg erythromycin. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Lactose monohydrate. Povidone. Salicylate. Diethylphthalate. Gelatin. Shellac. Monobasic potassium phosphate. Erythrocene. Indigo carmine. Sunset yellow FCF. Carbon black. Purified water. Potential allergens. This medicine does not contain sucrose or gluten. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What main pharma erythromycin capsules look like? Main pharma erythromycin capsules are transparent red and yellow capsules, marked eric in black. The capsules are filled with white coated pellets. They are available in bottles of 25 capsules, Ostar 195842. Who distributes main pharma erythromycin capsules? Main Pharma International Pty Ltd. 1538 Main North Road, Salisbury South, SA 5106. Mainapharma.com. This leaflet was prepared in August 2023.